Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Howard Saxton, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I've got morning sickness after listening to that song.
Yes. do you?
Yes, please. Country and Western that early in the morning. It can kill you.
Yes, it's country and Western. You see, it's two for the price of one, Howard.
I don't know which country you chose, though.
Either way, yeah, it is maybe a little bit early for that. Look, the listeners aren't complaining. So, and it is Wednesday. So.
You know why they're not complaining? They've probably turned off the radio already after listening to that song.
You know what? You are so rude. You are so rude, which is, of course, what we love about you. Our listeners are being equally rude this morning. Howard Saxton, why do you think it is that South African news media have, in Lindy's words, blue-ticked the UAE, the peace agreement? Not reported anywhere on News 24, nowhere on EWN, I haven't checked all of them, but what do you think it is?
I think it's actually just not relevant in their lives. Mm. And they don't think it's a big issue. It's almost, you know, if, for example, there was a peace agreement between Philippines and South Korea, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's received the exact same coverage that it would have received. Foreign policy is not a big issue in South Africa. Middle East seems to be irrelevant to South Africa, and therefore this wasn't really a big thing in people's lives. Yeah. It's important to us.
Right. But well, interestingly enough, they generally report on everything that Donald Trump does. So at the same, you know, in the world headlines, you'll have Donald Trump, them reporting sort of with some kind of a mockery or disdain, a comment that Donald Trump says, but they don't report on that. And it definitely does challenge their credibility, in my view.
Yeah, well, you know, we've discussed before, that's what editorial staff on these newspapers and websites and TV stations do. They make decisions of what is important or not important or what slant one wants to cover. Trump did other bizarre things that were not reported in the South African media. Mm. And then if you saw, he discussed the California wildfires. And he explained that trees fall over and after 18 months they explode.
What, like internal spontaneous combustion?
Spontaneous combustion. Often 18 months after a tree falls, it just explodes.
So if a tree falls in the forest, this is actually really the answer to what happens.
Exactly. I mean, it was another bizarre Trumpism. But they never made the South African papers either.
Right. Well, nor should it, because, I mean, it's just a comment. It doesn't change the course of world history. This, of course, does. Interestingly enough, on that point, I don't know if you were listening earlier, you haven't had the pleasure of chatting to Mabuchle, who is in studio. She was telling us the other day, she worked at ANN7. Which you talk about editorial interference. Mm. That was, that's, I suppose, Buchler, the most extreme of that.
Yes, indeed.
Buchler, do you call that work if you're at ANN 7?
I mean, I was inside, but it was work, but the reality, it was work, but the reality is that that is what was happening. And when you're on the inside, nobody cares what you think as an outsider. You look complicit. You are complicit in whatever, in the narrative that is being pushed out in the propaganda. You are complicit, unfortunately.
And as a journalist, I mean, you are so schooled to report with integrity and honesty.
Yes.
It's got to have been quite a process, actually. Mm. So it's very, very interesting. Linda Warren says, good morning, Mayhem team. All the music is lovely today. Rakhadi says, I disagree. Hold on. 7 a.m. song was good. Good morning, Howard and Nubukhle. And she says, I disagree. If this involved Palestinians, they would be all over the story. That is from Rakhadi. So, an interesting one. I would love your thoughts. Do you think they're ignoring it just because it's kind of irrelevant what's happening in the Middle East to South Africans? Or do you think it is about Donald Trump being showcased in a positive way, therefore being ignored? Or does it counter the narrative that the South African media has to Israel and perhaps the Palestinian cause. Maybe it's all of the above. All of them can be true. I'd love your thoughts on that. 34519 or 0618951019. Howard Sexton, I wanted to ask you about 5780. That's, of course, the Jewish year that we are ending and starting a new year on the weekend. I wanted to ask you to look back and share your thoughts of the year with us.
I feel like you could only really talk in Yiddish and things, say things like, Oya klog, Oya broch. And
yeah, I say it best in Yiddish, it's true.
Mm. Really, there are no words in the English language that will describe the last 12 months. Let's not even bother. Let's just write it off to history. There are some years that are just not worth thinking about or repeating, and let's just move on.
No.
Let's talk about 5781, okay. A better year ahead.
Right. So, but come on, there've got to be some things that you're going to take with from 5780 and say, you know what, these are the things that I do want to take with me into 5781.
No, I'm actually at a complete blank.
Really?
I think you're wrong. Forgive me for being a pessimist.
No. If I wanted my view, I wouldn't ask you on.
I know it is very trendy to try to be positive and to talk about the wonderful time of introspection and the additional time spent with family and the lack of commute to and from work. Nah, give me back 5779. That was a year. Not a great year,
yeah,
but at least it was a year.
Howard Sexton, coming up for Rosh Hashanah this weekend, how are you celebrating? What does your Rosh Hashanah look like?
It looks like every other day in the last 7 months. I will have dinner and lunch with my parents. Mm-hmm. I will see no one else. I won't go to shul. And it won't be a Rosh Hashanah that I think I will necessarily write books about.
Yeah. Are you doing anything to try and, I mean, obviously you'll be eating with your parents and that in itself is valuable and powerful. But normally you entertain a lot and I know that you spend a lot of time planning your menus and making sure that you get it right. Are you still doing that or has it just become a bit too much work for too few people?
It's been a mixture. I managed to track down another kosher duck.
Oh,
so there will be duck larange.
Sounds good, yeah.
But, you know, half the meal will be catered and half the meal will be cooked. Because, you know, when on a normal Rosh Hashanah for me, particularly second night, I'm usually 40, 50 people
for
dinner.
Yes.
And there you go to the effort because it's a lot of people. Uh-huh. You put in a lot of hard work, but at least there's lots of people to do it for. You know, when you're doing a tiny little dinner, when you try to still socially distance, where you're going to be sitting there maybe outside, mm-hmm. It's kind of why go to that effort?
Right.
This year you ask like, you know, what were the things that I'll remember? Well, you know, I love to travel. So where did I go this year? Well, I went into my spare bedroom. It was like a weekend away.
You're making us depressed.
No, you know, this is the reality. You know, I love going out and spending time with people. And so occasionally I have dinner with people on Zoom and we watch each other eat through a computer.
So are you not ready? Are you not ready given the fact that infection rate has dropped? Are you still not ready to venture out a little bit more?
No, not quite yet. I mean, if we continue on this path in another few weeks, I think I'll be there, but I don't go to shops, haven't been to shops in now 6 months, and I think it's 5 days, and I haven't been into the office in that period, and in fact, our office still has no people working from it. And, you know, when we think about it, even at the current levels of infection, this is where we were in stage five. Or maybe the start of stage four.
Yes, certainly the numbers are higher now than they were at the beginning of Pesach Passover where everything was completely shut down. But I think the important thing is which way the trend is going. We are going to be chatting to Dr. Anton Marburg tomorrow on the show, and these are some of the questions that I do need to ask him because it is important to try and understand what this means because it is a bit confusing.
It's very confusing, and you know something, I think the trend lines are looking fantastic. I think we going in the right direction. It's remarkable. Except I think we've abandoned all caution. When I do go for a walk in the park and everyone's wandering around now without a mask on. And, you know, if you drive through the streets of Johannesburg on a Saturday night and you go past restaurants and bars and they're full and people are on top of each other and no one's wearing a mask. And you think, we're heading for a disaster. This is the time where if we were just being a little cautious at this point in time for another few weeks, we could beat this thing. But, you know, the Israelis went down to, what, 50 cases a week? And now they're at 4,000 cases a day.
Well, yesterday, in fact, 5,000 cases.
5,000. You know, when you suddenly think you've won and you abandon all caution, that is the time to be most vigilant.
Absolutely right. Howard Saxton, wise words indeed, wishing you, your parents and everybody a Shana Tova, a happy, healthy new year. And please God, the next year will be easier and better for you and indeed for us all.
Well, this is the time as well, just before Rosh Hashanah, where it is customary to ask people for forgiveness. So if I have offended people over the last year, I want you to know it was all completely intentional.
I was just going to say, Howard.
And I'm sorry about that.
No, you're but not. You liar. No, I've got to apologize to you for that. I hope you forgive me.
I'm not sorry that I offended people.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry to tell you that it was completely intentional and I don't care.
Well, there you have it. Time is 7:29. That's Howard 16. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.